I'm Kyle Rice, awful test taker turned physical therapist and standardized test coach for over 5,000 physical therapists worldwide. It wasn't that long ago that I struggled with anxiety, lack of confidence, and the fear of failing the NPTE. Fast forward through the challenges, the 13 standardized test failures, and many lessons learned, and you'll see the life I have today, a life filled with love, financial freedom, and a dream job that allows me to change lives every single day. I created the NPTE Clinical Files podcast to give you simple, actionable strategies along with a step-by-step walkthrough of NPTE-based questions. All of this so that you can dominate your exam like I did and achieve your dream. So if you're a driven PT student who's looking to pass the NPTE and start creating a life you love, you're in the right place. Enjoy the show. For this week's clinical file, we have Henry, and Henry presents with right-sided congestive heart failure and reports slight limitations in physical activity. The patient is comfortable at rest. However, ordinary physical activity results in fatigue, palpitation, and dyspnea. Based on this description, which of the following activities is the patient most likely to be able to do without exacerbating their symptoms? So let's take a look at the answer choices. We have A, climbing two flights of stairs without stopping. B, walking 3 miles per hour on a treadmill. C, lying flat in Trendelenburg position. And D is running a short distance. All right, let's go up to the top of this question and destroy this one, all right? If you're on your way to the clinic, if you're cooking dinner right now, this is one we really want to slow down with. Make sure you're taking some notes, all right? So if you're in the car, you might have to pull it off to the side, put a master lights on, and take these notes, all right? Let's go ahead and knock this one out. It says, Henry presents with right-sided congestive heart failure and reports slight limitations in physical activity. Stop. Let me tell you this, on the NPTE, you got to be ready for cardiopulm. You're going to get those cardiopulm questions for sure. And if I was going to bet the bank all my money on a concept that would show up, it would be right congestive heart failure, left congestive heart failure, congestive heart failure in general, all right? So this is definitely something we need to know. For those of you who are unfamiliar with this term, heart failure is where the heart is not able to keep up with the demands of the body. You know that your muscles, all of these different organs that we have, they all call for blood. And when your heart is not able to pump appropriately to get that blood around, we call that heart failure. So right-sided heart failure is when the right side of the heart is not doing its job. It's not pumping properly. Now, if it's not pumping properly, what ends up happening is blood starts to back up into the body. And when I'm talking about into the body, I'm talking about into the abdomen. I'm talking about into the lower extremities, and you start getting bilateral pitting edema, right? So the body starts to become edematous, and you start to have retention of fluid. All right, does that give you a pretty good understanding of congestive heart failure? I think that that's important before we move forward. All right. Now, it does say in the question that the patient reports slight limitations in activity, physical activity. So keeping that in mind. Now, as we continue down the question, it says the patient is comfortable at rest. Okay. Ordinary physical activity results in fatigue, palpitation, and dyspnea. So what this is telling me right now is that, okay, if I look at the patient on the New York Heart Association classification of heart failure, all right, I know that's a long name, but all they did with this is really give different levels of severity, right? I'm telling you right now, this is known as a class two. A class two is known as a patient with heart failure that has slight limitations in physical activity. They're able to do ordinary physical activity, and then it'll start to resort in like fatigue, palpitations, and dyspnea, like I just mentioned to you. But the person is able to pretty much do their ordinary physical activity. Okay, so that's a class two. Now, as we continue down the question, it says, based on this description, which of the following activities is the patient most likely able to do without exacerbating the symptoms? So we want to go down to these answer choices and we want to say, all right, my patient has right congestive heart failure. They're a class two, meaning that if they do more strenuous activities beyond what is ordinary, then what's likely going to happen is that will exacerbate their symptoms. Does that make sense? Because they're a class two. So I'm looking for an answer down here that would be something that would be pretty ordinary, basic physical activity that is not likely to exacerbate them. So let's go ahead down to the answer choices. For those of you on the podcast, here it goes. A says climbing two flights of stairs without stopping. B, walking 3 miles per hour on the treadmill. C, lying flat in Trendelenburg position. D, running a short distance. I see some of y'all knocking down the answer right now, baby. All right. This is good. Now, we're going to go through here, and we're going to dominate this thing. Let's take a look at A. It says climbing two flights of stairs without stopping. When I think about that, you know, in the context of a patient with heart failure, you got to be careful not to think about your specific patient or think about what you would look like going up two flights of stairs without stopping. That's not what this question is asking. It's in the context of a patient who has congestive heart failure. And so when I'm looking at this activity, this would be considered a strenuous activity, climbing two flights of stairs without stopping, right? So in the context of this, I would say it's likely that this would exacerbate this patient's symptoms. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put an X next to A because, again, I'm looking for an activity that the patient would do, relatively ordinary, that would not exacerbate their symptoms or have a low likelihood of exacerbating it. So I'm going to put an X next to A. Let's take a look at B. B says walking 3 miles per hour on the treadmill. How many of y'all got this? Talk to me. Okay. Walking 3 miles an hour on the treadmill, if you look at METs, you know, metabolic equivalents, you know how you can look at that chart that tells you, okay, this is how many METs this specific activity is. Well, 3 miles per hour on the treadmill would be considered, you know, more of like moderate level activity. And in the case of a patient with congestive heart failure, this would be considered something that's on that like physical activity that's ordinary, right? And so right now, I'm looking at that as this is the least likely to exacerbate the symptoms based upon the two answers I've looked at. So I'm going to hold on to this one for right now. Bottom line, what you need to know is that walking 3 miles per hour on the treadmill is more of a moderate level activity. It is something I expect a patient in this situation to be able to do without significantly exacerbating their symptoms. So I'm going to hold on to it. Does that all make sense? All right, say makes sense out loud. It's important. Okay, let's go down to C. C says lying flat in Trendelenburg position. Okay, so if you're not familiar with Trendelenburg position, maybe you're familiar with the gait side of it. We also need to know positioning as well. So there's something called Trendelenburg position. That's where the head is down, legs are up. Now, one thing I will tell you, you need to write this down. A patient who has congestive heart failure, specifically right congestive heart failure, you really do not want them laying with their head down, legs up. Why? Because what ends up happening is the fluid starts rushing to the heart from the lower extremities, the lower body. And if the right side of the heart is already not functioning properly, guess what happens? It starts to overload it even more, right? And so this is actually contraindicated. So C, even though it seems like, oh, the person's lying flat, everything should be good, the position that they are in would likely cause them to have a significant exacerbation of symptoms. I'm going to go ahead and put an X next to C. All right, let's take a look at D. D says running a short distance. Okay, so running, as I'm thinking about that, would you say that that is something that's low level, moderate, or high if we had to, you know, really look at the level of intensity? If I'm talking about running a short distance, just off face value, I would say that that's more of a higher intensity activity for a patient with congestive heart failure. Therefore, what is going to be the least likely to exacerbate the symptoms? Walking on a treadmill at 3 miles an hour or running a short distance? I would definitely say B, walking 3 miles per hour on a treadmill. And that leaves us with our final answer, our correct answer of B as in boy, walking 3 miles per hour on a treadmill.
Congratulations to those of you who got this one correct. Congratulations to those of you who are learning something from this question. This was really big. Quick recap. This patient had right congestive heart failure. We went into what that is. They also gave us a description. They didn't flat out say the patient was a class 2, but they gave us a description of a class 2 patient with heart failure. And so this is a patient who is comfortable at rest, however, has a little bit of issues with ordinary physical activity, because those ordinary physical activity can oftentimes lead to fatigue, palpitations, dyspnea, okay? But they are able to do physical activity. Now, what it really came down to on this question is, hey, which of the following is the least likely to exacerbate the symptoms, all right? And then what it came down to is walking 3 miles per hour on the treadmill we said would be best for this patient. All right. Again, congratulations to those of you who got this one correct. If this is the type of question, let's say you're not good at cardiopulm, right? You get questions like this wrong. You don't know why you get them wrong, or you just didn't look at the question the way that I just did. What I invite you to do is come over into my MPTE group on Facebook. Right? Every single week I'm in there dropping tips and tricks on how to actually pull out what the question's asking you and how to get down to that final answer. I would love to do that. Plus, everybody that gets into that group, I automatically give them free clinical scenario questions so that you can practice, right? Because clinical scenario questions will be on the NPTE here in 2024. So how can you join the group and get those free clinical scenarios is going to www.mptegroup.com. I already have it in the show notes. If you're listening to me on Spotify, it's already in the show notes. So just click the link there. And then for those of you who would love to review congestive heart failure really quick, less than 5 minutes, I went ahead and just built out a really cool cheat sheet for you that has the highlights. That link to get the cheat sheet is in the show notes as well. All for you, all right? So there's a ton of value. Hopefully this is helpful. I would love for you to jump into the group and then also get the cheat sheet. That way you feel comfortable about this topic, but also you feel motivated to dominate this MPTE. So whether you're on iTunes, Spotify, Ghana, Overbreak, wherever you're at in podcast land, go into the show notes, click the link in there, and you can get it. Hi, this is Kyle, and thanks for downloading the podcast. I always enjoy spending this time with you, and I hope that you leave today feeling motivated and with a better understanding. Make sure to subscribe to get new mock NPTE questions each week. I deeply appreciate your support. It helps keep this mission going. And as I always say, keep learning, stay committed. I'll see you next time.